Psalm 99, verses 1 through 5, that's our passage today as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms and the Old Testament. The psalmist writes, "The Lord reigns, let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned before the cherubim, let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The king is mighty. He loves justice. You have established equity in Jacob. You have done what is just and right. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy." So twice in this passage, the psalmist writes that God is holy. God's holiness means that he is completely separated from sin. He is perfect in his person, his words, and his actions. God is alone in his holiness. There is no one like him. That's why the psalmist exhorts us to praise God's great and awesome name. That's why we are to exalt him and worship him. He reigns over all peoples and all nations. He's powerful and he loves justice. He always does what is just and right. There never has been and never will be a hint of evil in anything he says or does. Now, for the time being, set aside your requests. Praise God just for who he is. Praise him for his great holiness. Praise him for the fact that there is no one like him. The king is mighty. Praise him for his righteousness and justice. Applaud the great God who loves you so much that he sent Jesus to die on a cross for your sins. Through the work of Jesus, the holy God has made us holy. Now that's something to praise God about, isn't it? Father, thank you for your holiness. Thank you for your greatness. I praise you because you are the mighty King. I praise you for your loving justice and equity. I praise you for your great and awesome name. Thank you that through Jesus, I stand holy in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.